Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. The chief of police in New York says recent protests against police brutality and racism are partly to blame for a surge in gun violence in the city. Chief Terrence Monaghan said the protests had demoralized his officers and weakened the NYPD's ability to tackle violent crime.
You take a look at what's happened this weekend. The amount of shootings just the last week, 74 incidents, 101 victims, 101 people who took a bullet, 18 who were killed. Imagine if there weren't cops out there. Imagine if it wasn't detectives responding to every scene, if it wasn't detectives identifying the murderers that are out there that are perpetrating this violence. Just imagine how bad it would be if you ever abolished the police.
Chief Monaghan also cited other factors, including the release of prisoners because of the coronavirus. Prosecutors in New York have charged a white woman, Amy Cooper, with filing a false police complaint after she accused a black man of threatening her life in Central Park. The incident began when he asked her to leash her dog. After video of the incident went viral, she issued an apology but lost her job in the finance sector. The incident caused an outcry about white privilege in the U.S. Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro has gone to hospital for a lung examination and a fourth COVID-19 test, with media reports saying he's experienced fever symptoms. Earlier, President Bolsonaro scrapped the mandatory wearing of face masks in Brazil's prisons, which house about 750,000 inmates. On Friday, Mr. Bolsonaro vetoed provisions making it mandatory to use a mask in shops, churches and schools. Katie Watson reports the number of people dying in Brazil is still high.
We've had the numbers in for this evening, 620 more deaths and more than 20,000 new cases. And Mondays are usually a very quiet day because of the weekend. The numbers are usually much more suppressed than we see later on in the week. But they're still, you know, big numbers. The country's still in the middle of the crisis and we're seeing cities reopen.
A new World Health Organization survey has found that 73 countries are at risk of running out of medicines needed to treat people who are HIV positive because of the coronavirus pandemic. The UN agency said about a third of all people reliant on antiretroviral drugs are affected. Winnie Bianyima is the executive director of UNAIDS.
We were already off track, but coronavirus is threatening to blow us even more off track. We are getting reports of facilities being closed, supply chains being disrupted, borders closing, lockdown measures hurting the most vulnerable and stopping them from reaching services.
BBC News.